This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tom Chenault, and welcome to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault's stepmother. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
That's very cute. And Adrian's not here, so we've got Denise today because she desperately wanted to interview Nicola, which I was thrilled about because Nicola scares me out of my wits. And she's just so powerful, so smart. So all world that I just needed Denise badly. And so here we go. Say something to Nicola real quick to get this show on the road and we go from here, Denise.
Well, we were talking a little bit before off camera and Nicola has always been, and we just got to visit with each other about 3 weeks ago at the ANMP, and I took her aside and I said to her, you know, what you talk about is so powerful because it is, you know, finances for women and having control of your money and knowing where your money's at is one of the most important things. And I can't tell you, I've had different conversations with three different women this week and all of the conversations ended up around security and lack of money or not knowing if they're going to have enough money. And so I think that I just love you, Nicola, because this is such a powerful topic and you're such a stand for women. And what you've gone through over your lifetime and in the last 4 weeks has been incredible. And I just love you for showing up today and for sharing with our listeners, your story and, you know, your vision for what can be.
Yeah. Yeah. I thank you guys so much. You know, Tom and Denise, it was so good seeing you guys in, Dallas. And the thing is that, there were so many other things that were coming in the way where, hey, should I go? Should I not go? And, I think we could definitely talk about that where when you are on the right track, sometimes it seems like you're off track. And I am so grateful that I did show up and I'm thankful for you guys to have me here at the Legacy Leadership, podcast show. You know, what you guys have done for the industry is just so amazing. And you've always been contributors, even with your contact math and just bringing people together. And I am just honored to be here and grateful to be here. And Tom, I am not the boogie girl, so there is nothing to be scared about. I know what you're talking about, though. And I really do understand that. That feeling, I had to grow to understand that, because Tom's not the first one who's ever said, I think that power, it can be like, it's strong, but I can't take the credit. I don't hide the idea that I am nothing without God. And, you know, if that were not my, source, my rock, I'd know I'd be a hot mess, just be real, you know? I found the path through a lot of pain. I did. And you know, you get to that place where everyone has been there, and if not, you're not grown enough. You're not grown enough to where something in life almost like brings you to your knees, and then you remember that, you know, you can petition for help and for guidance, and that it is already on the inside of you, but you do have to discover it and rediscover.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe that I am right now in another test and seasons. I've been in these seasons a few times in my life. But what I do is I go back and I remember that at every end of every, you know, I would say turmoil or tumultuous feeling, it was another level in my ceiling, right? It would be another level for me. So at this point, I've begun to allow challenges to mold me. And it also helps me become more passionate about what I do, very much clearer about why I do what I do.
Yeah.
And it also helps me love more, because you figure that time is so much shorter. So then you really like say, there's no time not to love. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, you got to love yourself, and you got to, you know, position yourself so that you can love more. And that means,
well, that's what contact mapping, and that's our entire philosophy of life. So
yeah,
we are aligned on that front.
Yeah.
However, you have absolutely stood in some unbelievable circumstance over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing it up because she's had everything come but the locusts. It's unbelievable, yet she has taken a licking and kept on ticking for two reasons. One, there's no stopping her. Two, she built this ark called her business and her life long before the flood. And I want to talk about that, because that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Is setting yourself up for any catastrophe that can hit you and not get your head knocked off. And that's basically the test that God, since you brought God up, is probably given you right now, is you need to show these people you're getting through so they know they can get through anything. Because I know, and if you talk about what happened to you on any one of several fronts, that's great. If you don't, that's great. But I'm telling you, it can happen to anybody, and accept the fact that it will, right?
Absolutely, it will. I can tell you that I have learned long enough that you are either just come out of a storm, in a storm, or about to go in.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So when we know this, there's never not a time that we should be operating in preparation. There's never not a time that you should not be preparing. And I talked about this even at the AMMP about, you know, we have to put a purpose to everything. I actually just finished I'm going to have a book club. And the book that we've been reading, I love to go old school, right? Because I do. I love to go old school. When I'm talking about old school, I mean old. Like I'm in the 1900s with As a Man Thinketh.
Nice.
And just to know that when we started for this book, As a Man Thinketh, I had been in the midst of, like, one of the storms that happened, right? One of the storms that happened, but I had already planned for this book. We had done, you know, every month there's a book. So this was already set for the month of June for As a Man Thinketh. And the before we did, like, Sell Like Crazy, I think I did. And then we did As a Man Thinketh. So, but I didn't know I was going to be in a storm while we were reading. And this is a book that I have read so many times. And it is short. That's one of the reasons why I read it so many times. And it reminds you to just get real with yourself and stay real with yourself, right? Because thoughts are things, including you. We are our thoughts. We are our thoughts. And when I first learned about that in the Bible, right? And the Bible told us that, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he, and things like that. And you eat and drink, but you're far from him. Meaning that a lot of times we don't really believe what we say until we see something, right? We'll say things to ourselves, but we don't really believe it. And I'm not going to talk in riddles. I'm going to be straight up with the idea that many of us will say that we want certain circumstances in our life, but if you were to look at our calendars, it will say the total opposite. If you look at our bank accounts, it says the total opposite of what we say we want. And these types of books, I am nowhere near perfect. You have to have reminders. Reminders that you respect. Does that make sense? Like, because you can hear this stuff all the time, because we do. You can turn on the radio right now, you're going to hear something about financial literacy. That is like a very common buzzword. But then you're also going to hear this thing called recession that I, in my opinion, believe is personal. It's become national, it's become world, because it's become personal to a lot of people. Does that make sense? Because the nation is made up of people.
Yeah.
People. It's not this abstract thing, right? The nation is not this thing that we look at when we were in fifth grade looking at the globe and we're looking at the blue and the green and, oh, that's the land and, oh, that's water. It's the people. And when we begin to realize that majority of our pain is created, meaning from perspective, it changes a lot. And you're talking to from a woman who buried three kids by 23, and even still right now and today when we were at the A&MP, my husband ended up in the hospital because the week before he fell off of a scaffold, he was all like banged up. So I was really not wanting to leave him. And then as soon as I get there, he gets to the hospital, then you can't get a flight out. And I'm like, they're like, what am I doing here?
Right.
I should not be here. And it was exactly where I should have.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Galva DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Galva DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Show with Denise Chenault. And she's running the show today because women power, especially in this day and age, I mean, it is a time for women to stand up for what they believe in and their rights and get after it and take their power, seize their power. They own it all, and we might as well face facts in the network marketing space especially. And you two women exemplify that. So let me get out of Denise's way. And I want to know about this banking stuff, either in this segment or the next, but it's a short segment, so Denise, go wherever you want.
Well, I do. I want to go back to Nicola's story and just, you know, maybe just give a quick overview of how you got to the point where you were a hairstylist, and which is an entrepreneur, you know. And so how did you get to the point of knowing that you wanted to be an entrepreneur and then shifting into network marketing and finance?
Well, I've only been an entrepreneur. I've never had a W-2. And that probably, I don't know, good or bad, I would have been that child that probably my mom wanted to wring my neck because I quit college. I was an A student, and she thought I was going to be an attorney. And I literally started going to undergrad at Georgia State, and I quit. She didn't know for a while.
Oh my gosh!
And I was doing hair part time, and I learned that from, you know, her. My mom had a hair salon, and I saw her come through corporate America into entrepreneurship, and that was like it stuck in my mind that. When I saw that shift, you know, sometimes as a kid you see something and then you kind of have your own perspective. Even as an adult, you have your own perspective. And I just remember that when she was working her job, that we were having a lot of issues. Like sometimes the water or the oil being cut off, we'd have no heat. I could remember, you know, groceries, she bought them. And by towards the end of the month, whatever, it got kind of scanty. I could remember... it always being, I don't have money. And then when she went and she got a trade and she became a salon owner, she did not just working a salon. She became a salon owner. In her first year, she earned six figures. She said that, like, she was talking to someone about taxes, and I was just there because I was her assistant, you know, free labor.
Yeah.
I was the answer the phone girl, the assistant, the towel girl.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be going to school, but I used to see a lot of cash flow. You know, people, she did a service and I saw her get paid. I don't know, that just excited me. Like, she did something and I saw her get paid. And so in my mind, I'm like, yeah, this is what I want to do. But she was behind, like, this is not what you're going to do. You're going to go to college and you're going to be an attorney. You're going to do whatever. And I didn't. And for a while, that was pretty dark. It was a dark time for my mom and I because it was like, it was considered like non-compliant. And I, you know, as a hairstylist, I ended up being an assistant. First, I was an assistant for her. Then I began to assist for other stylists. And then I became really good at that, really good at serving, really good at the preliminary of setting them up for the style.
Yeah.
And I loved earning tips. I would move so fast that no assistant would last in the salon. No one loved anyone but me. And that was on purpose. So I became the best assistant. That's the least I can do. And then I became one of the best stylists and an owner of a few salons. But, you know, later on, having those children and bearing those children by 23, my body was taking a toll. It was taking a toll. I was in the industry for about 20 years before I learned about network marketing. And it happened as such once I got pregnant with my last son. So after bearing three children and having one that was disabled, where now he's 24, so this has been some time.
Yeah.
Now he's 24 years old, and now I would have had a 10-year gap between my last child and my new son.
Hmm.
And I just knew that I needed more time freedom. There'd be no way I can continue those 12, 14-hour days. Even though we were earning six figures, that was my goal, right? This is the thing. I had that goal. My mom earned six figures. I want to earn six figures. But six figures many years later just doesn't add up to be the same. And six figures with a family of six is nothing. You hear what I say? That's nothing.
Especially if it's on the low end of the six figures. Yeah.
And we ended up with the recession or the downturn of the economy in 2008. So I have a new baby. Full term, by the way, that was my biggest accomplishment.
Wow.
I had a full term baby that came home the same day I did. That was the biggest accomplishment. And I put my mind to it. I said, this one is not going down, whatever I can do. And it worked. But I knew that I couldn't do the 12, 14 hour days. And I just began to pray and said, Lord, it has to be something. I didn't know what network marketing was. And I ended up learning about it at a hair show.
Let's take a little break. So we're going to come back.
Okay.
Right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Show with Denise Chenault, Nicola Smith-Jackson, and these are rock star women, and I love them. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is appealing the British government's decision to extradite him to the United States. Assange faces 17 charges of espionage and one charge of computer misuse in the United States. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that a Trump administration program designed to restrict illegal immigration at the southern border can be stopped by the Biden administration. Appearing on Fox News, Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration's border control policies are leading to unsafe conditions for illegal immigrants and Americans.
The Biden border policy is an open border policy. It is one of the most uncompassionate things I've ever seen in my life.
Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. This is USA Radio News. An American being held in Russia's trial is underway.
WNBA star and Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner was accused by a Russian prosecutor of moving a significant amount of cannabis oil during her first appearance in court Friday. U.S. Deputy Chief of Mission Elizabeth Rude outside the Moscow courtroom.
The Russian Federation has wrongfully detained Ms. Griner. Wrongful detention is unacceptable wherever it occurs, and it endangers the safety of everyone traveling, living, working, studying abroad.
Law experts in the United States say Ms. Griner will be found guilty in a Russian court as the judge presents the evidence and does most of the work in the trial. Proceedings will continue Thursday as Brittany faces 10 years in prison. From the West Coast of USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tesla vehicle deliveries fell quarter over quarter for the first time in more than 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back. It's Tom Chenault. This is Denise Chenault, the silent, pretty much, Tom Chenault, and Nicola Smith-Jackson. And we're going to talk about some banking in this long segment right now and wealth building. And I am telling you, if you don't listen to this woman, you are missing the boat, because what you're trying to build here is long-term, long-lasting, generational wealth. And if you don't have a plan to do that, you're out of your mind. And she's got a plan. Back to you, Denise.
Well, what I love about Nicola is everything she does is supersized. You think you have a vision? You just wait and you listen to Nicola, because she will supersize your vision. We were talking about earning six figures and how that, in today's money, that just doesn't cut it, especially if it's on the low end of the six figures.
No, it doesn't. I mean, with inflation, even right now, you know, inflation going as high as nearly 10%, meaning that your dollar is now just about 90%. that has been probably the largest jump since, what, nearly 40 years. But the long story short is that on top of that, there are, you know, challenges with jobs, challenges with health, all these different things that point you in a direction that there's no way I can work myself to wealth.
Right.
That's the bottom line. And so when I discover that through reading and saying there's no way, working 12, 14 hours a day, and what are you going to charge? $1,000 a head? Who can pay that? You can't. So then you have to look at a few things. What type of career would now become my seed for me to feed my financial future? There's no way when I begin to understand that most people's active income, even if we're in network marketing, it's still active income. It becomes residual, but it can still be cut off, right? I am an example of that, right? So at what point do you realize that the money needs to be working with you and then eventually harder than you?
Yes. Yes.
That's the simplicity of the plan. Because many people say, okay, well, save for retirement, especially for entrepreneurs, where there are no real structured retirement plans.
Right.
Unless you now are one who should have a fiduciary, which is a financial advisor that is bound by law to have your best interest at heart. And once you identify that, and if you don't, you know the basics, that there's no way. The way to get rid of the fear of not having enough money is to put money to work for you to reduce that fear. You have to face your finances. The first thing we want to do is we want to budget to build wealth. Many a times we budget to cut back.
Right.
We should have an allocated amount of our income, percentage-wise, not dollar-wise, percentage-wise of your income that is going to growth. And you want to look for things that eventually, the way to get ahead, it's simple math, is if you have the rate of inflation, you need your money to exceed that in order to be making money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the only way to do that is through compound interest. And we have to look at ways to where compound interest is working in our favor. Albert Einstein called it the eighth wonder of the world. It is, because it takes on a mind of its own. And we know about this. It's not like we don't, because we're taught this in network marketing. You know, we go to three, get three, get three, the five, get five, get five, and then all of a sudden, here you go, boom. But what if instead of us thinking about that only with people, while we were doing that with people, we were putting our money to do that?
And did you say, when my notes from A&P, did you say to live on 30% of your income? Is that what
that is the goal. You'll start off with the investing or the placing of the 30% into things that grow money, and then eventually it will now decrease where you can live off of your 30%, and now you can invest the 70%. That is the goal, and that's why you got to get started now.
Right.
And the thing is about that, it is definitely possible if you don't fall into breaking Parkinson's law, where you now increase your expenses as you increase your income. That's
happened to so many people.
Well, it's a law of economics. Literally, it's the behaviors around money that needs to be adjusted. And it really creates now adding a purpose to your why, right? You've got to know what is your why, but why is your why? When you start to say, I don't want to, forget about dying broke. What about I don't want to work so hard to get to an age where I'm living broke? Is that not a why? Like, if you're in the network marketing industry, you are busting your butt. Now, how long are you going to be able to keep doing that at that pace? So we want to, that money that we earn, a portion of it off the top. Pay yourself first with interest. And what you want to use are vehicles that give you predictable passive growth. Now, predictable is the biggest part about this work, because we know that when we talk about investments up, down, up, down, we know it must do that. It's currency. It needs to do this, to correct or whatever. But there are some vehicles that would guarantee you the growth. And whole life insurance that pay dividends with the mutual company does that. It does have to be placed. It does have to be placed, and it does need to be designed a certain way, but that's not the only thing. This is just an added stop before you go and do all those other investments. Why? Because it's insurance on your money, right? How many people, we insure our cars, we insure our phones, we insure our homes,
yeah.
We insure probably pets, we insure
ourselves. Yeah.
What about the money? What about the thing that now you are going to know you're going to need from now to the day you die? And then what about the thing that the next generation gets to stop starting from the bottom?
Exactly. Yes.
With me, my life was outside of my children. How dare I have a child that was disabled and leave that burden? Someone else, just because they say they love me, call family, and I'm the mom.
Right?
Yeah, the dad, but I'm the mom. So I feel like, okay, the dad can feel like I'm the dad. I do what I do as dad, but I'm the mom. And this is what I want women to understand, is that when we now become assets to ourselves first, where we know we deserve it, right? Because when a woman does not have enough money where they feel like they can make decisions, they have autonomy, it minimizes their autonomy, their choices.
That's right.
Then we don't feel that we're worth much, and assets are always worth something. So we must become an asset first to ourselves, and then an asset to our families, and then our communities. Then we can crush it anywhere else.
Does that make sense? That starts with education, which is
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about now, but this is what I found. Majority of these principles we already know.
Mm-hmm.
We know them, but we need to be in an environment that enforces them. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
It's been an hour where the conversations are common about money.
What do you see, how you talk about behaviors around money. How are women different around behaviors around money than men? What do you see?
Well, it's our perspective of what money is for.
Mm-hmm.
That unworthiness or the undeservability for women, based off of sometimes our past, our experiences that we keep secret, but they're not a secret, because if you know, they're not a secret, right? If you know them yourself, they're not a secret. The first person that knows is you. And I have been there. When I talk about, can you imagine the threats of undeservability with a young woman who can't even carry a child full term?
Yeah.
I used to be able to see women with the big belly and I was like, what's wrong with me? Why? I can't even, like, I'm trying. And then the biggest switch was when I decided I was going to have a full-term baby. What? I decided. And then now, when I was able to decide something that most people feel like is intangible, like literally, I hear what the doctors are saying, but this is what I'm going to do. I began to ask, seek, and knock about what could I do with my body, with things. And then I discovered that it was about what I was doing with my mind. Every time I got pregnant, I was so afraid to lose the baby that I kept losing the babies.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I'm like, that is like ridiculous. I didn't know it worked like that. I thought that that meant that fear would make you more careful. Fear attracts more fear.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
I had to learn that. Like, no one is talking like that, especially when people are complaining about the economy. They're complaining everyone is not going broke in the economy. That is absolutely ridiculous to even think so. someone has the money, and then you need to say, I need to go there. That's how I found network marketing. I said, everyone's not going broke in 2008. There's some people that are making money, and I earned my first million in the first year because someone's making money somewhere, and that's where I'm going to hang out. So what you want to know is right now in the recession, what I know now is money is still growing somewhere. And there are some things that you can put your money in that can guarantee predictable return on it. And that's where you need to start. And that needs to happen regularly with no excuses.
Right.
With no excuses. The same way how we hit goals in our businesses, we can do that same thing if we want to. And you say, how do we know we want to? Thoughts and actions are inseparable.
Yep. Where energy, where energy flows, attention goes,
Absolutely. So the infinite banking, it's not a new thing. Nelson Nash, I shared this in my book here, The Case for IBC.
Yeah.
And I shared How to Become Your Own Banker by Nelson Nash. It's not a new thing, but it's saying, look, you need to use your money towards things that feed you, towards things that grow. That's what you need to do in this day and time.
Hold that thought. During the break, I read a book a long time ago called What Do the Rockefellers Do by Garrett Douglas.
Excellent.
You know that book?
Absolutely. Actually, it was a book that even Ray Hickman had in his.
Back right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show or the Business Breakfast Radio Show. Right after this, Tom Chanel, over and out.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, we are back for the final segment of the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Denise Chenault and Nicola Smith-Jackson. Unbelievable show. This woman is well-read, she's well-versed, and she's well-equipped to help you figure out your money. So please, whatever you do, go to that website and test drive Nicola Smith-Jackson, because this woman knows her stuff. Denise loves her. And it was pretty funny when she booted Adrian off the show today to be able to do a show with her. Cute as a button. So take it back, Denise.
Well, you know, it's interesting because both of my parents were teachers. And so I did not grow up in an entrepreneurial family at all. And I really had no experience with money. My experience with money was X amount comes in. And so, you know, what had to go out was less than that. You know, that's how I knew. And, you know, I was a single mom and a lot of times that did not happen, you know, and so I was living on $20 a week or whatever that was. And, the only thing I knew about money is that the people that I saw invest in real estate seemed to do pretty well. And so when I got divorced, I took my 40%, it wasn't 50, I got my 40% of the money from the house that we sold, and I put it into a condo, and I knew that I had to sit on that because I knew that was my only asset available to me as a single mom. And Tom and I just recently sold that condo. I paid $110,000. We recently sold it for $450,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was pushed many times by people very close to me to sell because of my, you know, living on $20 a week. But I knew I could not do that because the money would disappear.
That's right. That's right. And you're right on target with investing in real estate. That was where I got my start at 19, investing in real estate. And, but I just wish that someone would have told me about infinite banking before.
Right.
Where even with, because you know that when we are investing in real estate, and even if you have any debt service, you know, there's the two enemies to your money, taxes and debt. And so when you have those two enemies, and this now infinite banking is the weapon to those two, for those two enemies, then it automatically puts you ahead of the game. And then I wish that someone would have told me, instead of only purchasing or getting debt service from the mortgage companies or the banks, I wish they would have told me to set up and do that for my own bank. Because when you actually do the math and you start looking at the interest that you pay even in the first 5-10 years of any property, right? If we knew about this system that before we bought any asset, you know, the assets are things that make you money, liabilities are things that take your money. And when we begin to look at this and we say, look at this interest that would have been coming to me.
Right.
Recapturing that interest.
Oh.
We would all be wealthier. If you were to add up the interest that you pay on cars, homes, what have you. And now you can create this system where instead of you making all of your deposits in a traditional fractional reserve bank, you could now put this in a vehicle of an insurance policy that guarantees you growth no matter what the economy is. And then you borrow from that to go buy those properties and pay yourself back. I just want everyone to just go and take a look at whatever they're buying with interest and imagine that money coming to you versus away from you. It will just answer every question as to why you should become your own banker. And it starts with no matter what seed you have, but it's about that consistency of knowing that you deposit auto draft, right? We like that. But the other banks are using our money the way that we could.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. It starts somewhere. You have to start somewhere with it. I've been doing it for years. You do have to start somewhere. And I didn't always know about it. That's the reason why I'm telling everyone else about it. Like, you have to do it. And that's why I went and I got, made sure I had the licenses, credentials, and even went to the next step of getting the highest level of education about it. Because I do see it out here where people are using the wrong vehicles for this for people. They think they can use any insurance policy, or they think they can use IUL. That's a no-no. That's a no-no. That's a whole other show. Because it does not guarantee the growth. It does not guarantee the growth. I'll tell you, pull out the illustration and pull out the projections. I need predictable growth on this infinite bank, and then I go out and buy those other five asset classes. You can go and buy whether it's your real estate or your stocks or your commodities or, you know, your arts and collectibles or, you know, whatever you decide that you say is your thing. Because everyone thinks they have a thing, right? I'm real estate. I'm crypto. I'm this. I'm that. No, we need it all.
Yeah.
Matthew 11, 1 through 2 tells us that.
That's right. Yeah.
We need it all because one of them's going to be up, the other one's down. Remember what gold was looking like when crypto was high?
Right.
Come on. So we wake up already. We need it all. But we need a bank first.
And you can do this if you have a low credit score, if you have high
requirements to start. No, there is no credit requirement. Yeah. You may have to do a medical exam. And people say, yeah, but guess what? You can do it on the kids. You can actually do it on you can have a policy on your business partner. Anyone that there is a genuine interest, it does not have to be you as the insured, but you can own the policy and you can use it as the bank. So it does not. So we're taking out every excuse. Okay, we can do
that. We gotta go. Do not leave. The show's gonna end here in about 2 seconds. Thanks everybody for listening. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We love you.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.